Welcome back to a new episode
of Foreign Teachers in the Wild,
where we are teaching you what we know about how to bring the wild to your classroom and bring your classroom out into the wild. Today's episode, we will focus on the different curricula from our home countries and whether they facilitate outdoor education. So, Ryan, turning to you, tell us a bit about yourself and what curricula you are representing.
So, I'm from Belgium. Normally, I study secondary education, but we are now focusing on primary and kindergarten. So, when I looked up the curriculum for primary education from Belgium, it was quite old. It's from 1998, so it's not that recent. And it was quite hard to actually find something with the word outdoor in it, or just playing outside. It is actually more focused on inside the classroom. But when you go more in detail and look at it, you can find some stuff you can actually do outside, but it doesn't necessarily say that you have to be outside. If you prefer to be just inside with your children all the time, you can do that as well. But it's not really focused on being outdoors and learning the children about the outside. And like we have learned already about different affordances, like balancing and jumping, that's like not really in the curriculum.
From Spain, and it's quite the same as Belgium. I think that we don't have any specific objectives related to outdoor education, but they give a lot of importance about movement and play and stuff. But for example, in a lot of schools, they learn about topics related to the nature, but inside the class, mm-hmm. So they don't go outside.
I was looking into the Danish curriculum, specifically for science. And I found a few examples of where there is this place-specific objective. So say, for example, in when learning about organisms, so in the first part of science, before they are in second grade, they specifically have to examine the organisms within their local area. So really within the second grade, that was the only mention I could find about it. And before fourth grade, they then moved it on to not just organisms, but that they have to examine plants and animals and adaptations to their nature and their environment. And that they can collect and determine animals, plants, fungi, stones, and include these in a kind of digital database. I guess those would be similar to ones within your curriculum as well, that maybe you think weren't specifically required to go outdoors, but still would be in your science curriculum, right?
Yeah, indeed. It's like a lot of the science parts in the Belgium curriculum are mostly just in the books and you just learn theoretically, but not like you go practical outdoors and you can do it. But if I remember my time in primary school, we did go outdoors quite often to the forest to just learn about it. Like for an autumn, we went outside to learn about autumn and the leaves and the animals. But it's not necessarily in the curriculum itself. It just depends on what kind of teacher you want. Mostly the young ones actually really want to go outdoors with their kids. And then, yeah, it's really nice for the kids. They can be outdoors and you learn a lot more. But then I also had teachers like in other years that just were like not motivated to go outside, and then you were just sitting inside all the time.
So you mean young teachers would be more motivated rather than young pupils?
I mean, I think there are also older teachers who really like to go outdoors. It really depends on the teacher you have, but mostly the younger ones really want to go outdoor.
And what about you, Celia? Are parts of your curriculum that talk about animals or plants?
Science, do you mean? Spain, for example, in kindergartens, I think most of things are related to the play and movement and the games. And we have maybe 4 or 5 objectives related to the environment. So I think that they have more importance about the how can learn in a teamwork and how can improve their own independent characteristics. So
as small children, they don't even have specific objectives to work with animals and plants, because it seems like those would be things that would be very close to small children.
Yeah, we have just 4 and 5, and it related to the weather, animals, plant, and the atmosphere and stuff. But most of teachers and most schools, they do it inside, and they do it like every day. They ask the kids how is the weather today, but they are inside and they have to look through the window. So I think it will be more important to go inside, outside, and check it.
Yeah, because that's something that here in the second grade and the fourth and in the sixth, they have this one air and water, and a lot of it is to do with the temperature, with the weather conditions. So the student can complete simple measurements of weather, including using digital measuring equipment, and the student can compare their own weather observations with a simple weather forecast. So it is specific that the children themselves have to actually gather the data.
In the Belgian curriculum, there is a part about physical education that could be really easily brought into nature or just outside. It's actually split up in 4 parts. The first one is just having a healthy and active lifestyle. So, for example, it's just like when they have playtime during their classes, they can go outside and not being inside. They can just run around and jump over stuff and just have fun. And the second part is just physical education. I think that refers more to the actual class of physical education they have each week. As I remember it, it is split up, like mostly you are outside. If you go like running or you play like baseball or football, you can go outside, but a lot of the stuff is also inside, like the gymnastic stuff are inside. Then you have just being social and moving together is also one of the objectives of the physical education curriculum. And it's just like teamwork and playing together, that's also a part of the curriculum. And the last one is about different sports and cultures. So they just learn to know every kind of sport, so they just try it out every sports like swimming or soccer or baseball, gymnastics, they all do that. But some of these things are taught indoors, meanwhile they could be easily brought to the outside.
What about you? Any ones that you think would be most appropriate outdoors?
I think almost everything. Because we have, like, in our curriculum, we have, like, 3 different areas. The first one is related to their body, and to the emotions. And the second one is related to the nature, maths, colors. And the third one is related to the languages. Maybe they learn how to write and how to read. Maybe the third one, they need to do it more inside. But the first one and the second one, I think they can do it outside. Yeah, the first one is related to their body, their movement. They have to like feel their body, their legs, songs, for example, their emotions, how to like work with a team and with their own. And then the second one is related to the nature and math, for example, like colors or object, like if it's a circle, square, or the weather and stuff.
Here I've put a lot of things that I believe that could have come out, can all be done outside. Learning about the seasons, for example. So, I mean, this is a requirement in the curriculum, and I think, you know, no better way for them to learn about the seasons than to go outdoors, like you said earlier, Ryan. I mean, then you can experience it and you can really feel the difference. And especially this about animals and plants and habitats, I think, that and about classification of animals. You know, if they can go out and that they can learn to actually classify animals that they find, that they come across. And I'd be interested to know what you guys think about this one, because obviously we probably all remember being in the biology class and having to dissect an animal. And I was curious, should this be something that is brought outdoors? You know, if children are learning to, if children are having to dissect an animal that has come from the butcher, what how do you feel about that? The idea that they would actually maybe have to catch the animal themselves?
And kill it. Yeah, I don't know.
Is it more in line with the actual education of what they're doing?
For me, I only did that when I was in secondary education and not in primary. But I think a lot of those kids at that age are still really... Yeah, most of them don't even know where meat comes from. And yeah, I think it might be too shocking for most of them.
Yeah, I agree.
And I guess another good thing that I was thinking, you know, this idea of modeling the outdoors and you know that they're working with maps, and so many of them are using maps and they're having to learn about the different symbols on maps, but it's all being done from the classroom. So that's another thing that I think, you know, should really be explicitly said on the syllabus, that they should be going out and identifying those symbols in their town or
in real life.
It's not just about going out into the forest, into nature. It's also about going out into their town and being able to work out how to use a map. You know, they'll need to use maps for the rest of their lives.
Because, for example, when I study now to become a geography teacher, and in the first grade of secondary education, a big part of it is like learning to work with a map. But it's just exercises on paper, like use a map, like... how long is the distance? How do you get there? What is the shortest way? And they even do it with maps from their hometown, but they don't actually go outside and do it. It's just they stay in the classroom and then they theoretically learn how to do it, but they don't practically and physically actually go out and do it. So it's kind of ridiculous when you actually think about it.
The whole thing is quite ridiculous when you think of how much we're teaching children about something that's outside of the classroom, and yet we can't just bring them out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether learning about precipitation, learning about temperature, learning about seasons should definitely be something I believe should go outside. And being able to... here's another one that the Danish curriculum says, so that the student should be able to talk about the development of a landscape over time. And again... how better to do that than to actually go out and observe, like we've been doing with our nature places, the development of a landscape over time and over the season. Again, the water cycle is something that definitely within geography and in science, you'd be learning about the water cycle. And it's illustrated as something on a drawing, not something that they go out and work out. Where is the water coming from and where does it go? Is there any mention in yours, either of your curricula, about sustainability?
I think there is some that they learn about it and what it is and how they actually do it, but not that they have to go outside and actually learn how to be sustainable. And I mean, I remember with the class, I just went like picking garbage and learn about what sustainability is, but that's where it stops.
We don't have nothing.
Really?
Nothing of that, yeah. And I think it's really important. And when they are smaller, you can teach, and it's like a process, you know?
Yeah, and that's when you can plant that seed of you know, creating these little young climate activists who want to save the trees.
they love to learn and they love to copy like the people. And for example, if you as a teacher do it every day, like for example recycling or more activities like that, they will do it. So I think it's really important, and it's not, we don't have nothing in our curriculum about that. There's teachers that do it and there's other teachers that they don't do nothing.
I think that's a really important one that we need to be able to bring outdoors. It's you know, the hottest topic right now. And if we can bring them out, you know, here it says that they have to be able to use nature in a sustainable perspective and that they have to have knowledge about the principles of sustainability. And we all know how shocking it feels to step into an area like we were yesterday, where all the trees have been removed and you can feel, you can see the death, the destruction. And if children can start to actually learn to feel that difference of being in an area completely forested, just the difference in the feeling of being, of the air quality, I think that could be a really nice thing for them.
I think in general, the Belgium curriculum is just way too old for primary education. And it especially falls short on outdoor education, because there is no mentioning it at all. Mostly, most of the things you can do in the classroom, but you could also go outside, but it just doesn't say you have to do it. And I know a lot of teachers, if it's not specifically saying that you have to do it, they won't actually do it. And a lot of them are also like afraid to do it, like can they do it from the school, or do they have enough time with the kids, and how do they manage the class with like 20 kids running around in the forest. So I think they should really look at it and remake the curriculum, because it's really old and it has some shortcomings. But they should also give like tips on how to bring this outdoor education to the classroom, so the teachers will feel more confident on how to do it, and it will be beneficial for the teachers themselves, but definitely for the kids.
In Spain it's the same, I think. I mean, we don't have like a bad curriculum, because they talk about I think the most important things in this age, but I think that it's not clearly specific, so each teacher do whatever they want. And I think maybe this is the main problem. And I think that the other problem in Spain is that they are also afraid of if they can do it or how to do it. And also the lack of teachers, because for example they have one teacher per 20 kids. So I think it's kind of risky to go out with a lot of kids, because here in Norway, I think they have 3 per classroom, something like that.
Like I was saying, I think the Danish curriculum, really, I was really inspired by it to see how much of it involves either specifically mentioning that they must go outdoors, or just having goals that are almost better to be done outdoors. After sixth grade, they have this entire section that's called nature and environment, and in the fourth grade one, it's called local and global nature. However, an area that I think has been lacking in each second, fourth and sixth grade curriculum is this area of communication, is that they have a lot of goals for how to communicate within experimental things or within reading, within writing, but they leave this blank in how to communicate through a lot of these natural within nature and using nature to communicate. And I think that that's something that we can really tap into, this idea of using nature as a tool to model their understanding. Bring them outdoors, you know, instead of getting them to draw cycles, because another one of their objectives is that they need to be able to learn about symbols within models, you know, that that you can have different things that represent things. So they can learn that through having, okay, well, the stones represent this and the sticks represent that. And if they can, yeah, model their understanding using nature as well, would just as well develop their creativity to help them to kind of think outside of the box, and also just be in line with kind of this green movement that we're going through now, teaching them to be able to make videos rather than it all be text based. And who wants to watch so many videos that are made within the boring classroom? So get them outdoors and get them learning, you know, this amazing thing of, yes, they're still being digital, they're still 21st century children learning these skills, but they're doing them outdoor, these two kind of really main big areas that we are facing now over the next coming years.
I think like Belgium can learn a lot from how Norway teaches their kids, because they are outside all the time. Even for like maths, they go outside and teach them like arithmetic. And in Belgium, it's just in the classroom on the school board. And just in general, it's more motivating to be outside all the time and be in nature, because it is inspiring. It is it's a nice view all the time. And in the classroom, it's like it's get boring after a while. And they can get annoyed, but when you're outside, it's way better for their motivation. And I think their behavior will also be better, especially for like kids with some disorders, maybe like ADHD. When they are outside, they can be active all the time, they can move. And in the classroom, they're just sitting still, and then that's not really beneficial. So I think in general, to conclude, Belgium could really learn from Norway and needs to look at Norwegian schools and classrooms and learn some lessons and then actually do it themselves.
I think that in Spain we have like more opportunities to go outside because of the weather, of course, because it's always really warm, and it's a good point in Spain, but on the other hand, we don't have like the landscape on like Norway, for example. We don't have so many forests, so we are like more like a city. But I also think that we can like build some more green places and beautiful places for them to go outside, and we can learn that from Norway, I think. And in Spain, there are also some like kindergartens outside the city in the mountains. And there are more now, and they are like creating this kind of knowledge about what is important that kids has to be outside and learn from the natural place. So I think that we are improving a lot, and we can learn more about Norwegian culture.
Yeah, and I think the main thing that I've learned from this discussion and from our time here in Norway is that, yes, we need curricular reform, and we need to actually require these things of us within the curriculum, because like you say, otherwise people just don't do them. But then also, on the other hand, we must start to really look for the opportunity within each thing. Like, how can we bring it outdoors? That it doesn't need to be some place specific objective for us to believe that it must otherwise be in the classroom. So I think that's what I've really taken from now, is why are we keeping them indoors? If there's like, actually, rather let's see it the other way, that unless it's specific about having to be in the classroom, get them out. You know, get them running, get them spending their energy, get them using their whole body and minds and learning through that, and just change the scenery for them. And like you say, if they're in a context where there is no green, well, then we need to make it. It is absolutely criminal that we have children that are going into school 5 days a week where they don't have a nice area for them to be able to sit outside in the sunshine. and just to be able to, why are we getting them to sit indoors if we can get them to sit outdoors, even if there's no objective of being outdoors, just simply doing it outdoors, sitting and having story time outside. So that's what I've really learned now, is that I'm going to make it my absolute goal to be that teacher that they say, oh no, again, is she taking them outside? What are they going to get done today?
All right, that's it for today. We will see you next week for another episode of Foreign Teachers in the Wild.
In the Wild.
And next week we will be focusing on how to build your green area outside, building your kitchen garden or school garden.
Bye-bye.